United Electric Cooperative of Maryville sent 8 linemen and 6 trucks to Kingstree, South Carolina to assist in restoring electricity. Communications manager with United Electric, Amy Tobin, says the trucks will be a needed tool.
6 trucks that are going down there also, 2 that will help dig the poles, into the ground, and then, 2 trucks that will help put the lines back on the poles, and then 2 just regular pickups. So, like I said, normally it's broken poles, trees on lines that they have to replace.
As an electric cooperative, Tobin says United Electric is experienced in these situations.
Cooperatives are kind of unique when it comes to that because, where we're going is another electric cooperative. And down the road, if we needed help with something, we could call on this electric cooperative to come help us with the same type of efforts.
Kansas City Power and Light has also sent employees to assist in electrical restoration efforts to Charlotte, North Carolina. Spokesperson for KCP&L and Westar Energy, Jeremy McNeve, says the company has sent approximately 210 contract employees to help restore power.
Once they're able to assess the damage, they'll start assigning crews into different areas of the territory that's been affected. We've sent some transmission folks out there, so some of them will be working on transmission lines, and others will be just, working on, general restoration of power, whatever that entails.
Hurricane Florence made landfall this morning and is expected to stay over the Carolinas through the weekend. I'm Ryan Elliott reporting.